Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, and I'm so happy that she rejoins us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, Jesse Pearson, the Bar Down Beaches Podcast, and NHL.com. And I do want to say, because, you know, I love Jesse Pierce. Absolutely love when she joins us to talk all things Minnesota Wild in the NHL. I do want to apologize to her because I know that Jesse Pierce is a wife with three beautiful children, and I just heard an adult man refer to her as kiddo. So I don't know if she liked that or not. I just kind of heard that. I overheard that. So I never – when was the last time somebody called you kiddo?
Hey, you know what? I kind of love it, though. It's an endearing term. I work at a golf course in the summer, so a lot of old men tend to use the word kiddo.
Oh! She likes that! She likes that talk!
I'm reaching the point in my age, Lake, where it's not so fun to be called ma'am. I did not call her ma'am.
I did not call her ma'am.
Thank you, Chris. I can appreciate that.
But there's nothing wrong with saying ma'am, though. That's just a genuine respect thing.
Yes, but I feel old. Like, I'm a girl. I'm a young girl. I'm a girl, not yet a woman.
If you asked me a question and my comeback was yes, ma'am, you'd be offended?
Offended is a harsh word, but okay. I just would be like, oh, don't say that.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, yeah, girl. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm still 22 in heart, you know?
I hear you. Well, look, I got to ask you just right off the top. What the heck is wrong with the Minnesota Wild? Are the Minnesota Wild broken?
It seems that way. It's definitely sideways. I'd like to turn it up, or maybe just turn it off and turn it back on again and see if that helps at all, because that would definitely be a way to reset them. It's crazy, right? They were top of the league for so long to start the season and so long on the road, and they're, you know, good wins here and there, but then really bad performances, especially at home as of late. I know John Hines the other day told us he doesn't want to make too much of that narrative, but it's hard to ignore. They are 11-12-1 at home versus on the road, where they're having some of their best performances, which is rare. Usually if you're a bad team at home, you're a bad team on the road. But Minnesota luckily is able to salvage points when they are away from St. Paul. But yeah, it's defensively, they're not performing as well. Philip Gustafson's having his struggles, and they're not generating the offense like they used to, even with Kirill Kaprizov back in the lineup. So it's definitely starting to get a little concerning. A couple more heavy weeks before they get a nice little break here, so maybe that will be helpful as well.
I think that's the head-scratching thing about it. It's just how bad they've been at the X. I just don't get it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we need some more pond water from everybody's lakes. There was the whole R-Ice situation a couple years ago. That was a mantra. But no, I mean, it's bizarre. And, you know, I've asked John Hines this a couple of times, and he said, it seems to be a mindset thing. For whatever reason, the team gets away from the way that they play the game, which is generally a simple effect. They get away from being that team getting to the inside, being that team that's battling for the pucks. That competition level, for whatever reason, goes away when they are at home, and it's just something that's very unlike them. They're playing more east to west versus north to south. Everything that they find successful on the road, they aren't translating back to home, and it is. It's kind of a head scratcher at this point, because I think collectively from Hines on down, they know what needs to be done. They just need to do it. They need to execute it, and it seems simple, but for whatever reason, they turn it off when they're here.
Yeah, we're talking to Jesse Pierce here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Did you participate in this year's Minnesota? What is the phrase again?
Hockey Day Minnesota.
Hockey Day Minnesota. Yeah, Hockey Day Minnesota. Yes. I forgot about it that quickly.
I know. It's a great holiday. It's extended into more of a hockey week, it feels, which is kind of fun. I mean, you get to expose more teams. I know they had youth teams out at Shakopee. They had college teams. There was an alumni game. I checked it out on Friday, brought the kiddos with me during the day to ride some rides in January, which luckily it got above zero for us because otherwise that would be mighty cold to be whipping around on some of those. But that was kind of a cool effect to have Valley Fair open up a couple of rides. They got bonfires all over the place, and then got to check in with some guys who were part of the alumni game. Zach Terese was out there, Alex Stalock, Thomas Bannock, some big heavy hitter names. That was a lot of fun too. And then Saturday, the big day. That's always a tough day for me to get out and about because the Wild have their duties in St. Paul, so I was kind of focused on them. But all in all, another successful Hockey Day Minnesota. So shout out to Shakopee for putting on another great event.
Well, this for the Minnesota Wild, this next road trip, which features Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, and Boston, competitive teams. But I guess the one thing that you could look at and say, okay, advantage Minnesota Wild is they've been better on the road.
And they've been better against Eastern Conference teams for whatever reason. They've beaten the Washingtons. They've beaten the Floridas and the Montreals. I mean, it's going to definitely be an interesting road trip for them, an imperative road trip, because teams in the West are all jumbled. It's every other night, points here and there. And that tends to be how the Western Conference, especially in the Central Division where the Wild are, that's how it tends to be. You see guys fall in and out of the wild card race so often because every point matters. So they really need to start it off well in Toronto. Obviously, they got the first victory of this road trip in Chicago the other night, but Toronto's a tough team. We know what they can bring. Montreal is going to be very emotional. Marc-Andre Fleury's final trip to Montreal of his career, that's his hometown. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of emotions there, a lot of hunger to win for the Flower. And then, yeah, as you mentioned, Boston as well and Carolina too. So it's going to be an interesting road trip. Points are at a premium right now, so they need to do everything they can to get those two when they're on the road.
How has Kirill looked early on in his return?
You know, I've kind of questioned this. I'm giving him some grace, right? He is out a month. That is a long time to be away from game action. And now Kirill certainly has been working his butt off the ice, was working his butt off in practice. And it's not to say that he's not working his butt off in the game, but I think it's taking him a little bit to get back to that game semblance. And obviously, opposition knows how to shut down Kirill. They know that that is the guy. And when the other lines aren't clicking and going and generating that offense like they were at the beginning of the year, you shut down Kirill, you shut down the scoring, which is a bit of a problem. But he's getting his way back around. I think he looks like himself a little bit, but I still need to see some of that grittiness. And again, that goes across the team. I feel like there's just been a lack of competition level. It's been lowered a little bit, and I need to see that from them for all three periods mostly as well. That's been another problem. So Kirill's getting there. It's nice to have 97 back in the lineup. I mean, no matter what, it's always good to have him there, whether he's at 100% or even 90%, which I think he might be at right now. It's going to come around.
Hey, what was the, when I joined you a couple of years ago, it wasn't last year, but it was year before, out at the,
Center.
At the what?
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
The River Center?
The River Center, yeah. What event was that again? Was that hockey?
That's the tourney, baby, the high school hockey tournament. They have the Let's Play Hockey Expo every year.
Yes, the Let's Play Hockey Expo. Yes, are you going to be back there this year?
I believe so. We haven't worked out quite all the details because it's a little interesting. Usually the Wild are away during the month of March because there's so many events and so many games going on at XL Energy Center. You've got the tourney for the high school games, the boys and girls, and then you've got the college frozen face-off for the NCHC. But this year, the Wild are there too every other night. So we're trying to figure out a schedule that doesn't absolutely kill me. Otherwise, my cot will just be probably placed in the River Center or XL Energy Center.
Well, the reason why I asked that question is because the last time I was there, I saw you had merch. Wasn't sure if you're going to be back there with merch.
Oh, I always got merch. I'll send you some link. We'll get you some merch, Lake. I love that you want to rep the Buttes. It's a good logo. It's a good brand name. Yeah, we'll get some merch going. I think that's a good idea.
I mean, come on now. Your boy needs like a hoodie or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
I need to represent. And you know what's so funny is people will hit me up. They'll slide in my DMs or they'll be like, man, hey, we like what you're rocking right there. Like, it's so funny, too. And
You're an influencer.
I really am. And I don't even, sometimes I don't even intentionally try to do it. So, like, when I went to Allen Fieldhouse last year for Kansas versus Baylor, people mm-hmm. noticed that I had a Lifetime Fitness hoodie on at Allen Fieldhouse. And they're like, what? Oh, my gosh, we
okay.
love that. So, you know,
okay.
plus I'm fashionable. You know that.
I do know. You've got some style.
I guess
I will absolutely get me the sizes. We'll get you something else.
All right, for sure. All right, well, I appreciate the time tonight. Be well, and we will be checking you out with the Barton Beauties podcast as the Wild are on a 4-game road trip. They return, is it next week when they play Carolina?
I think it's next Thursday. Once this team leaves, I tune them out. Like, we're back to other things.
No, you're 100% correct. Next Thursday, February the 6th, they face Carolina at the X at 6:30. The puck drops.
Love it.
All righty. Thanks, Jesse.
All right. See you, kiddo. Bye.
All right. That's Jesse Fierce joining us here on The Lake Show.
She was talking to you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.